Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
We welcome Lynn Tryon, Miss Mohawk Valley. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Bob.
This is the big weekend when you give up your crown.
Yes, and as sad as that is, I'm really excited. We have a good group of girls who are competing this year from all across the area in the Mohawk Valley, and one of them will be lucky enough to have an amazing experience like I did this year.
What was it like?
It was a great time. I was crowned last April, I believe. The date has escaped me, but I was crowned last April, and right away we started getting ready for Miss New York, doing everything, the pageant prep, getting myself ready as far as my wardrobe, practicing my talent, filling out paperwork for Miss New York. Then the big week came in June, where I got to spend 7 days in Staten Island with 20-something other title holders from across New York State and have a chance to compete for Miss New York. After Miss New York is over, I got thrown headfirst into representing the Mohawk Valley in and around the community, everywhere from Amsterdam down to Rome. And throughout the year, I've been doing festivals and fairs, visiting other pageants with the Miss America system, parades, as well as promoting my platform of celebrating local heroes in schools and community events.
Yes, that was your platform. Every candidate for the Miss Mohawk Valley has a platform. It's a cause that you will espouse?
It is a cause or a passion, something that is near to our hearts. Some people pick organizations that are already standing, such as the Heart Foundation or Diabetes Awareness. Some of us pick things that are issues that are very, very relevant in our lives, anti-depression, suicide awareness, and some pick things that are very specific to them. You know, keeping America healthy or awareness of a cause that's touched their life in some way.
I don't want to catch you off guard, but you say your platform is celebrating local heroes. What were some, or who were some, or who are some?
A local hero can be anything, and that's one of the topics that when I spoke to young people of all ages in our community, I tried to hone in on. A hero can be a nurse or a doctor who saves a life. A hero could be a soldier or a sailor who's out there protecting our country. A hero can be a fireman. A hero can be somebody who holds the door at a grocery store for you. We all have opportunities every day to show acts of heroism, and that's one of the things that I tried to teach people throughout the year, as well as celebrating and honoring those who we think of being as heroic, like teachers and police officers in our community.
You mentioned the Miss New York pageant, and I believe that the current Miss New York, or last year's Miss New York, will be the hostess of the Miss Mohawk Valley pageant?
Yes, I'm so excited about this. Caitlin, Miss New York 2011, will be the co-host of this year's Miss Mohawk Valley pageant. I am thrilled that we're going to have our state title holder at my local pageant. It's such an honor. She's going to actually be around the Mohawk Valley for the day before doing some events down in Utica and in the Rome area. She's going to be doing an autograph signing down there. And then everybody can come here at 7 p.m. at school where we will be hosting the pageant. She was second runner-up at Miss America this year, and it's a great honor. Anybody who wants to see an amazing young woman and a good role model should definitely come out, because this is your opportunity.
And her name is Caitlin Monte?
Correct. Caitlin Monte. She's second runner-up at the Miss America pageant this year.
And the Miss Mohawk Valley pageant will take place tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Vernon Verona Cheryl Central School. I must say, I'm sorry to laugh a little bit. I hear that name a lot when we do school closings, because their school seems to be closes a lot when we have the snow.
Yes. Hopefully, though, and judging by the weather outlook, we're not going to have any.
No, I don't think so. But so that's Vernon Verona Cheryl Central School, and that's located in the western Mohawk Valley, correct?
Correct.
But and you're from right here in our local area. You're from Tribes Hill, I believe, and there are a number of young women who are from this end of the valley who are taking part in the pageant.
Yeah, what's really cool about the Miss Mohawk Valley pageant is that it includes, untraditionally, multiple counties. where girls are eligible to compete. And we have young women all the way from out there in the Vernon area, right from our Amsterdam, Johnstown, Gloversville area. And then the, you know, the Utica, the Rome, and the Fort Johnson area. We're all represented, which makes this an awesome pageant because it really does bring together the culture and the history and the people that we want to represent in this pageant.
And it is the Miss Mohawk Valley Scholarship Pageant, so funds need to be raised for the scholarship. So there is an admission donation for adults of $12?
Yes, there's an admission for $12 for an adult. Any child is free under the age of 12, and it goes to a great cause. I know that I was able to return to school because of the scholarship money that I have won through the Miss America organization. And anyone who is paying for a college education, is paying for a child's college education, knows how awesome a scholarship can be.
Mm-hmm. And the show itself, the Miss Mohawk Valley pageant, is quite entertaining, right? You have entertainment during the show.
We do. We are going to be having our Little Miss Mohawk Valley, which is a scholarship fundraising pageant that we host throughout the year, and we get to crown a few younger girls from around the counties and around the area. They will be showcasing their talents. They will be doing a little dance for us. We also have the Miss Mohawk Valley Outstanding Teen Program, which is the little sister program that the Miss America organization sponsors. She will be there with an interview and performing. I myself will be there performing my talent that I took to Miss New York and won the title with last year at Miss Mohawk Valley.
Which is?
And we have a few local talent acts that will be performing there. It's always a fun show. We have a theme, opening numbers. Everything is set to music. It's a good time.
I tried to sneak this in. I've forgotten. What is the talent you will display?
I will be performing the end monologue from the West Side Story.
Ah, that's right, because you love theater.
I do. I love this. I love my monologue. I love this talent because not only does it give me a chance to act, but it has a really strong message of not dealing with differences through violence. It's also an entertaining piece from a classic play that a lot of people can understand and remember from watching and seeing years ago.
And having been a judge at one of the pageants, which are organized by our friend Lori Britton, by the way, it's very elaborate and very, I have to say, I guess the word would be difficult from the point of view of the pageant participants. You have, people think of the swimsuit and the evening gowns and so on and so forth, but you've got that performing, and you've also got to display your platform or talk about it and be interviewed by this panel of judges.
Yes, one of the things I always do at the end of each pageant I compete in or I'm involved with is I make a point to go up and thank our judges, because all of the young women standing on this stage have to compete not only in the swimwear, not only in talent and evening gown, but also an on-stage question and in an interview earlier in the day that the audience doesn't get to see. And on top of that, all of the judges are handed an extensive amount of paperwork that they get to know the girls by. They get to see what these young women are doing in the community. They get to see how these young women are moving forward in their education. And I always make it a point to thank the judges because I know I would never want that job.
The pageant, the Miss Mohawk Valley Scholarship Pageant, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Vernon Verona Cheryl Central School. Miss Mohawk Valley, Lynn Tryon of Tribes Hill, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, have a good day.